broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for October the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal, incredibly simple, that is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the Blueprint for Liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. We're also convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers are absolutely brilliant and the solution to the problems we face in America. We need a good, honest, God-fearing population that absolutely demands the checks and balances in this wonderful republic based on jurisdiction is followed. By the way, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, and man, have we got a barn burner broadcast for you today. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap, brought to you by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. That is thepowermall.com at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. All right, yesterday, Sam and Kurt break down the dishonest media's double standard. Mr. Rocky called in. He's running as president for the United States on the Independent American Party ticket. And they got a gun and Bible rally going on today in Utah, 4 o'clock p.m. at the Utah State Capitol. And we also took a couple of callers, etc. And Sam and Kurt broke down all kinds of stuff related to the dishonest media's double standard. Man, they're still beating Donald up over sexual realities. Well, depends on who you talk to. See, the news is supposed to deal with reality, but they don't. Now Donald's saying they're dealing with lies. And he's threatening to sue the New York Times. The New York Times says, go ahead, we'll teach you in court what the law means. No doubt Donald Trump talking about libel and slander laws. And no doubt the press, in my opinion, involved in character assassination, to say the least. They've done that to me. They've done that to my buddy James Edwards. By the way, James Edwards has a lawsuit continuing on appeal right now in Detroit because the Detroit press literally said that James Edwards was one of the leaders of the KKK. It's an absolute, complete falsehood. It's beyond fabrication status. Well, now they're doing the same thing to Trump with the sex stuff. All these women coming out right now, less than 30 days before the election, I don't buy it. Now, some of the allegations, in part, may be true. But the timing is circumspect, to say the least, and there's no proof or evidence that these women provide is the problem with the New York Times telling the story. Okay, I say I'm not a racist, and they say, well, you don't have any proof, and therefore we can't say that you're not a racist. Okay. Anyway, it goes on and on. But James Edwards literally in the middle of a lawsuit. Donald Trump working on a lawsuit. The mainstream press is desperate and out of control. We've talked about that many times. Anyway, the double standard is beyond imagination, and we'll get into why as the broadcast unfolds. First, I'm going to break down hour two. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we talked about it's the smoking gun. Hillary agents are literally embedded deep in the news media. Greg Karambos writes for WND.com. Great article. Major mainstream media outlets now have some serious explaining to do after the latest WikiLeaks email dump. It revealed that reporters, editors, and contributors are not just advocating for Hillary Clinton, but literally colluding with the campaign. The leaked documents also show Democratic National Committee officials and CNN contributor in this case, what's her name, Donna Brazil or Brazil, literally tipping off the Clinton campaign to questions that'll be asked in town hall questions in the primaries. Literally regarding capital punishment, Hillary has the answers. It's like cheating on a test, but worse. Mainstream media outlets have been often accused of siding with Democratic Party officials and candidates and policies, but now we have active collaboration taking this concern to off the charts levels. All right. Anyway, we talked about that. We'll break that down even further today, highlighting the double standard. Close the schools, ladies and gentlemen, writes Art Robinson. He's a PhD. Boy, do we need to get that done. We also talked about a black-owned company. I don't care that it's black-owned. It's just the story that makes the reality here. It's called Fat Cupcake. Now, are they allowed to say that? It's a specialty bakery. The problem is, though, the black owners, I guess, are racist. They're making racist cupcakes. I guess they're kind of like Oreos with black and, what, white? And then, I guess they're what, the Obama cupcakes? It's just, wow. And there you have it. Racist cupcakes even these days, ladies and gentlemen. The New York Times literally gave Hillary veto power on quotes. And obviously they're not giving that to the Donald when you read what they're writing about the Donald, huh? Double standard. Could not be more highlighted than that. WikiLeaks comes out and says, look, the New York Times literally is giving Hillary Clinton veto authority on their quotes. Donald getting trashed to the point of wanting to file a lawsuit. Wow. Hillary was literally told in her press speeches for the teleprompter when to smile. She's so out of touch with the American people, she doesn't even know the nuances of communication to know when to smile, and she wants to be president of the United States? But again, this is where the mainstream press helps her. And I guess aides are now calling Chelsea Clinton a spoiled brat. And we also talked about how Hillary is avoiding paying taxes. The New York Times is avoiding paying taxes. And they're attacking Donald for doing the very same thing that we all do. Try to pay as little as possible. Again, this just shows the double standard. O'Reilly says at least 3D or more. That's Bill O'Reilly, I should say. Not Bill Clinton. This is Bill O'Reilly, you know. He says that 3 media organizations at least have ordered their employees to literally destroy Donald Trump. Is that what the press should be doing, folks? Wow. That ought to be taken into lawsuit. You know what? News organizations are ordering their employees to destroy a political candidate? So much for objective news reporting, huh? You got Mr. John Harwood. This guy, by the way, is with the New York Times and CNBC, right? Well, kind of. He's an advisor to the Clinton campaign as well. And he's gloating about provoking Trump at debates. This guy was a moderator. The conflict of interest is off the charts. The subject of the email that uncovered this talked about, watch out for Ben Carson, Hillary. He could give you trouble in the generals. Trump is now escalating his fight with the GOP. The party unity is, fraying, to say the least. All right, that's a recap that took place yesterday. Hard-hitting, award-winning talk radio at your fingertips at libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com, libertynewsdaily.com, and no doubt available live and on-demand free on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Not to mention your favorite news the networks refuse to use, AM/FM terrestrial talk radio station. So there you have that. Mr. Kirk Crosby waiting in the wings. Let's bring him on deck. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you,
sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Before we even start with the news, Kurt, do you have anything that you want to focus on or mention on to kind of just recap? We've got so much news to cover, but I just wanted to, you know, chance for you to bring up anything you choose first. Any tidbits you want
to know, highlight? As I look at the, it was interesting, at least to me, one of the biggest things that I saw from yesterday's news cycle is the Utah Republican Party chairman and the Democratic Party chairman were both hosted on CNN yesterday. And, they were, because they say that Utah is a state that's in play, and, interesting thing was the African-American James Evans, who is a, well, the leader of the Republican Party in Utah, you know, brought up the fact that what about the media not asking Bill Clinton about his, well, son that, you know, Danny Clinton, and, you know, they just kind of cut him off real quick. They didn't want to hear that on CNN, you know.
Yes, sir.
Interesting to me.
Well, you're hitting on all cylinders, Kurt. That's exactly what we'll talk about as the broadcast unfolds. And now there's somebody else we'll tell you about. She's 16. Liberty Roundtable Live.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally it affects you. And they always taught, always try to do the right thing because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So Kurt Crosby bringing up the fact that both the Republican and the Democratic leaders in the state of Utah are coming together. And the Republican leader of the RNC in the state of Utah is literally a black American. I thought no black people were Republicans, Kurt. I know that's like a stereotype and everything, but he's like an Uncle Tom traitor is what the insiders would say. I disagree. I think he's maybe a gentleman of principle, and he reads the platform and believes in the principles as we do. And so I would consider this gentleman a friend. Nevertheless, I bring it all up to say both sides of the aisle are very concerned in Utah and saying, what on earth is going on around here, right?
That's my reading of it, Sam. I mean, although I don't know that the Democrat, Peter Caroon, I guess is his name. As far as I know, he basically just said, oh, you know, this is silly old stuff. You know, the, I don't know where James Evans is getting this. You know, he's drugged down to the bottom of the internet or something like that. So I don't think Mr. Caroon went there, but I do know that James Evans, you know, did. And, you know, CNN showed their basically, I guess you could say, bias in going to a real quick break, you know, because they didn't want to discuss it. You know what I mean?
So the Republican wants to discuss it, the Democrat doesn't.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can understand why the Democrat wouldn't want to focus on it, just like doesn't want to hear about it.
I think we should be truth seekers, and we should all find out the truth and stuff. And if Danny's telling the truth, then we need to know. This isn't a matter of opinion or, you know, ideology or, you know, platform or partisan unity or any of that, those kind of things. Either Danny Williams, this black gentleman, that's 30 years old now, claiming that he's Bill Clinton's son. Either Danny is correct or Danny's not correct. This is an easily provable reality check, Kurt. Now, here's the problem. All the critics would come back and say, Sam, they already did a DNA test on this. Don't you know that? They took the matter from Monica's dress and they compared it to Danny. And, well, not true, Sam. Lies. Yeah. Kurt, lies and more lies. The reality is Kenneth Starr, everything that guy did was an absolute sham, number one. Number two, the reality check is a tabloid actually got the DNA and supposedly was involved in the test. And that's what the liberals and the Democrats and the Hillary and Bill defenders have been claiming for literally years. However, now we find out, Kurt, that there was no definitive DNA test ever committed or conducted on Bill Clinton's son, or alleged son, Danny. Tabloid former editor now confirms that it was misreported, Kurt. So the tabloid they were using saying, oh, the definitive's done. Look at the tabloid editor saying, now listen, I was misquoted. That isn't right. That isn't true. That isn't what happened. So now we don't have a definitive test. All the evidence the mainstream press and the liberals were hanging their hat on crumbles before their very eyes. Now, guess who's got the definitive on this, Kurt?
I don't know.
Two of our good friends, my friend.
All right.
One is Joe Gilbert. That's the guy that did Dreams of My Real Father that we had on, right? He did the other video with Danny Williams now. Did you know that? That's who did the video. It gets better. The definitive columnist writing articles with reality checks on this is none other than our buddy over at WND.com. Can you guess who it is?
Our buddy at WND?
Yeah.
Corsi?
Yes, sir. Jerome R. Corsi, Harvard PhD, my friend. So they're drilling in, Kurt.
Yeah.
And I contacted our buddies Jerome and Joel. And, well, Jerome's coming on next week, and we're working on talking to Joel, too. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to get answers. We're going to find out what's going on to the best of our ability. Now, it's very difficult because somehow these rumors or allegeds, whatever you want to call them, hang around Bill and Hillary forever and you can never get answers. Like, is Chelsea really Bill's child? Or is Chelsea Webb Hubble and Hillary's child? Is this Danny Williams guy really Bill Clinton's child? It's hard to get answers with the Clintons. And all they do is they say allegations. What about these rapes? See?
Mm-hmm.
And what the Clinton administration would say is, well, you never, ever can, you know, you don't have a court of law here. You don't have any proof. That's why they never went to court, because they're not real. But there are those of us who would say, no, Bill and Hillary, you guys are above the law now. It's proven over and over and over. You literally perjure yourself, both of you, and nothing happens. You destroy evidence against court order. Nothing happens. You literally commit high crimes and misdemeanors. I would go as far to use the T word even, and nothing happens. So when we talk about above the law, see, Danny Williams claims he can't get to the law, he can't get to the Clintons, and he can't get any definitive reality check on any of this stuff. Well, now there's somebody else, Kurt. Do you know who Whitney Gilmore is?
No.
All right. Well, Whitney Gilmore's, it depends on how you want to describe her. I could describe her in one way. She was a secretary in the White House, Oval Office, while Bill Clinton was president. Mm-hmm. That's one way I could describe her. Another way I could describe her is Clinton's, what do you call it, an adulteress, Kurt?
Accomplice in adultery, I guess is what you mean.
Yeah, is that an adulteress? Mm-hmm. What do you call a woman taken in adultery? I got to go back to the Bible for that, I guess, you know? Anyway, I guess her and Bill were lovers, this Whitney chick, while she was secretary and everything. This is how the story goes, anyway. From, 1998 to 2001, just to kind of give you a time frame, okay? And, well, there was a baby made, Kurt.
Imagine that.
Now that baby's 16. She lives, she has a name. Her name is Alyssa. Alyssa Gilmore, Kurt. Not Alyssa Clinton. You see what I'm saying? Now, she supposedly filed a lawsuit against Bill Clinton, claiming that he is her father. Now, I don't have evidence on this. I don't have evidence on Danny. I don't have evidence on any of these things, Kurt. But here's the difference between me and your mainstream thugs. They won't report this because it's about Bill, not Donald.
Yeah.
The other difference is they report their allegations as fact, even though they don't have evidence. And I'm literally coming to you saying we don't have evidence at this point, but we do have allegations. And I don't know what the truth is. I'm not saying that I do. I'm going to interview Jerome Corsi, who's dug into this quite a bit. I'm going to try to see if we can't get Joe Gilbert back on the program and talk about this quite a bit. Joe Gilbert's convinced that Danny Williams is telling the truth. But nevertheless, I bring this up in the light that it really is, which means there's these allegations. I feel obligated to report them because we need to find out. But I'm not claiming they're true. I don't know. I'm just telling you that the new media is talking about these things. The mainstream press isn't touching them. If you go to Snopes and other places, they're like, the timelines are all off of these allegations have been made before. But that's what they say about Danny Williams. But the latest in the Danny Williams case is everything they hang their hat on has been debunked. The tabloid editor said, you know what, I was misquoted. This isn't right. It's kind of like a lot of the women or a lot of the people that are used against Donald Trump. When you really get to them and find out, they're like, I didn't say that. Wait a minute, that's not what happened. I was misquoted. That's not really how it is. When you talk to Sam Bushman about the articles written regarding me, and the mainstream press, when you read their article, they're like, oh my gosh, Sam Bushman's a rabid, crazy racist, totally in bed with white supremacists, and wow. And then when you talk to me, you're like, you know what, they're lying and I can prove it. And by the way, I forced them to retract and change their stories. Now what? See, and you get into this crazy idea. When I come back, let me tell you a little story. We will stay on the topic of this, though. We're talking about Bill Clinton's multiple children. Does he have them? Don't know. Are there hardcore serious allegations? Wow, yes, there are.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Although Donald Trump's promise to appoint a special prosecutor and put Hillary Clinton in jail if he is elected is irregular and legally problematic, observes Fox News legal analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano, one of his ideas does have merit. If a President Trump were to instruct his Attorney General to conduct an inquiry into the FBI's handling of the evidence it collected in its investigation of Mrs. Clinton's illegal diversion of State Department correspondence through a non-secure private server, this would be a serious and substantive matter. Having the Justice Department reinvestigate a case it had already closed would violate internal department regulations, but would be completely legal, Judge Napolitano explains. On the other hand, if he is talking about having a special prosecutor investigate the investigation. That is a very serious and substantive suggestion, the judge continued. Because the investigation was so flawed, it failed to utilize so many tools that are available to the FBI, and it ignored a mountain of evidence of Mrs. Clinton's guilt that everyone, even Democrats, want to know why. The evidence of her guilt is overwhelming, Napolitano asserts. It was obviously a policy decision by the White House not to prosecute her. There's a great many people who feel the way I do, that she got off because her last name is Clinton, and something is wrong with the rule of law when that can happen. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so back with you live. You got multiple allegations of literal children when it comes to Bill Clinton and Hillary involved in the cover-ups of a lot of these things. The battle rages on. Michelle Obama attacking Donald. A first lady who used her world stage to literally promote that a man that millions of Americans are about to vote for is a sexual predator of sorts. But the White House doesn't want Donald Trump to respond. So they issued a one-line warning via Politico. I can't think of a bolder way for Donald Trump to lose even more standing than he already has in engaging the First Lady of the United States. That's what Eric Schultz, the press secretary, said. Bottom line is it's a veiled threat to the Donald. After Michelle responds to lewd tape, White House issues warning to Donald Trump about attacking First Lady. An article written by Justin Charters. There you have it. Kurt, you want to respond to this? Then we got a quick guest here.
You mean the Michelle talk?
Yeah.
You're talking about?
So Michelle can attack Donald, literally call him a sexual predator with basically no proof, and then run around and the White House threatens Donald and says, don't you dare attack the First Lady.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to me the double standard when you, like you said, we've got the love child number one and love child number two, and then we've got all the rapes, all the with Mrs. Clinton.
But Donald said bad stuff, Kurt.
I know. But all I can say is when you add all those things up, at least one, I think, adds up to a lot more than the other one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I'm not saying that Donald's talk is okay. I reject it.
No, it sure would be nice if we didn't have to have this battle. But, it is amazing to me to see the double standard. If the tables were turned, if the tables were really turned, would CNN stop somebody talking about Trump's, illegitimate son?
Well, that's the problem here. Obviously not.
I don't think they'd stop. You know, I don't think they'd go to break like real quick and say we gotta, you know, not talk about this on national TV.
Well, a well-known leader of the Independent American Party is with us, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Will Christensen. Will, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, my friend.
Well, thank you, sir. It's my pleasure to be here.
What do you think, really quick, about this commentary? We're talking about the double standard in the media. We're not defending Donald Trump at all. His comments are horrible. However, you know what? We've got literal rape allegations by many women against Bill Clinton. We've got cover-ups of those rapes by these women, or complain these women that there's cover-ups by Hillary Clinton of these rapes. We know Hillary covered up her emails. We know she's perjured herself. We know Bill already perjured himself and got impeached. We know the allegations of women have proven true. Monica Lewinsky's case in point. Bill Clinton had to pay a big payout to, I can't remember who, Paula Jones or somebody, proving that it was true. He lied to the American people, got caught, literally admitted to part of it. But we know they have this propensity for lying and misdeeds and cover up to the umpteenth degree. Now you've literally got a man who claims he's Bill Clinton's son wanting a DNA test. You've got a girl claiming she's Bill Clinton's daughter wanting a DNA test. There's allegations that Chelsea Clinton's not really Bill's daughter. It's Webb Hubble and Hillary Clinton's baby. You've got, and these are serious, serious allegations with real people involved. And all the other examples are like, oh my gosh, Donald kissed me when I didn't say he could. It's beyond imagination. And then the mainstream press just attacks. Now the White House uses the cover of the First Lady to say she's above reproach, you can't attack her, but yet she can speak out and call you a sexual predator with no literal evidence, ignoring the fact that Donald Trump is criticizing, while Barack Hussein Obama is getting paid by the American people to run around and shill for Hillary Clinton. What do you say to all that, Will?
Well, it's I followed the Clintons for many years, and interesting, those people who run across and come afoul of the Clintons quite often end up dead. And I remember a couple of young teenagers, boys that were investigating the MENA airport. This was during Bill Clinton's term as governor, and the MENA airport in Arkansas was a main drug hub, and they were doing just a off-the-cuff investigation of it, like young men quite often do.
In fact, we used to interview Terry Reed back in the day, who wrote a book about this as well, and his buddy Barry Seal, who was involved in it as well, is dead.
Yeah, well, you know, and they said, and all of a sudden these two young men come up dead. They were just taking a nap on the railroad tracks and got run over by a train. Now, I often put my head on the rail there because it's so comfortable. So this is ridiculous. There have been others that were shot several times in the head, and they said that this is suicide. I don't know how you put a second bullet in your head after you put the first one in. It just doesn't make sense. So I'm wondering if these love children of Bill, I wonder what their life expectancy is.
Well, time will tell, and that's kind of the point that I'm getting about this double standard. You literally have a strange body count around Bill and Hillary, and every time we get this idea of a spin narrative. I'll give you an example. You know, Vince Foster was dead. Fort Marcy Park or whatever it was, and they claim all this stuff, but the facts don't add up. Hillary literally destroyed data and took control of the computers and everything else, and no accountability, no actions. There was allegations of a love affair between Hillary and Vince. The claim is that Hillary's bisexual now. I mean, but yet none of this, we can't get answers on any of it. And really, I put that at the feet of the mainstream press.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I read something just yesterday or the day before. I think it was a Sorensen poll that they took to find out what percentage of the American people believed the mainstream press, the establishment press. And it's extremely low. It was like in the 10 to 20%. Trust them, and the rest, 80 to 90%, do not. And they've earned that. They've earned that mistrust.
Well, there you have it. All right, enough of that for now. You didn't call about the Clintons necessarily. Number one, there's a rally going on by the Independent American Party with your presidential candidate happening this afternoon in Utah. It's a Guns and Bibles rally at the state capitol, right?
Yes, sir. 4 o'clock today at the state capitol on the state capitol steps, and we'll have a lot of our candidates there, and Kurt Crosby. We've invited him to come, and he's running for the state house. Isn't that right, Kurt?
Yes, it's true.
Well, that's correct. I find myself in a difficult situation, though, to try to be in more than one place at the same time, but we'll see what happens. It does seem like a good thing to be involved in.
Well, now you'll have to split your personality, my friend, and just come.
Kind of like Bill Clinton can be in more than one place at the same time, fathering more than one child at once, you know, that kind of thing. He's amazing.
Yeah, you got that right. Anyway, so that's number one. That rally's going on today at 4. It's free. Bring your gun, bring your Bible is what they're saying. Do you have negative reaction to the media about bring your gun?
No, sir. We haven't. At least I haven't seen any. People tend to... If it's some bad news, I almost always find somebody that will say,
tell you about it, yeah.
Hey, have you heard this? No, we haven't heard anything like that at all.
What do you think of Donald Trump?
What do I think of Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I read an article yesterday by a Christian author, and I don't recall who it was, and he says... this may be the man that God has raised up to return our nation to a republic under the Constitution. I'm not going to invite him for dinner. I don't want him in my home. But he may be the person that who is tough enough to take on the media and the Republican and the Democratic establishment, and bring us back to our constitutional republic.
All right, we're going to talk about two quick things right after the pause. One is this issue. Literally, the RNC is telling, or big donors are telling the RNC to cut ties with Donald Trump. We'll talk about that, and we'll finish up on vote fraud in seconds with Will Christensen.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool Radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
WikiLeaks emails now confirming Hillary absolutely knew she was violating the law. Leaked emails, her lawyer, Erica Rottenberg, privately told Clinton campaign that Hillary's email scandal smacks of acting above the law. Daily Caller. WikiLeaks. That's the story. See, double standard beyond imagination. She literally has her own attorney saying you're acting above the law. And then she testifies before Congress going, hey, I think I'm doing everything right. What? She literally knew they didn't turn over all information like she lied before Congress and said they did. The double standard is beyond imagination. We're talking to Will Christensen, one of the leaders of the Independent American Party. We're talking about cut ties to Trump. Big donors tell the RNC. Now everybody's running around saying Donald's attacking the RNC, and he is, but they've been attacking him first. They don't want him to get... Really, what we've got is, forget the left-right paradigm, we've got the insiders versus the rest of us, Will.
Well, you know, I don't care personally for Donald Trump, but I think he may be have the strength of character because of what he's done in the past to right our country. I mean, you look at General Patton in Europe and in his march across Europe. I mean, he was a foul-mouthed general. And I don't think I'd invite him to dinner either, because I don't want that type of language in my home. But by George, you give him an assignment to go beat the Germans, and that's and it gets done. And I think Trump may be the same type of individual to get the problems that we have in this nation resolved.
All right, there you have it. The bottom line is, though, Donald has been saying that they'll do anything to shut him down. I think that if it's up to the people, Donald will win handily. There's no doubt about it. However, when you have these inside Republicans, I can't decide who's worse. The inside Republicans that are literally saying we won't help Donald at all, we're going to shut down the RNC and the donors, and we're not going to give Donald any money. And then you got the media. And then you got vote fraud. It's almost a three-pronged death nail for the Donald. I pray it isn't true, but I'm just worried about it. You got the media all for Donald, and he who owns the media makes the rules. We know that. They're not for Donald. They're for Hillary, right? They're all for Hillary. I said they're all for Donald to make a point where people will wake up and go, what? No. That's right. No. They're all for Hillary, folks, not for the Donald. It's so double standard. It's beyond comprehension. Now, they're all for Hillary. That's the mainstream press making a huge difference. The second issue is the Republicans. Are they worse, or is the press worse for the Donald? And third, then, when you add that up with vote fraud, Will Christensen, can Donald even possibly win?
Well, you know, I saw on the internet, it indicated that it was a map of the United States, and it was blue and red, and it indicated that even in the battleground states like Ohio and Florida and those states, that he takes most of those, and it said he was going to get about 70% of the electoral vote. That's a landslide. I mean, I don't think Reagan got that much. And so I really believe that he's going to win. If you look at the 2012 election with Romney and Obama, the states with voter ID, where you had to show some identification to vote, all went for Romney. And the states that didn't have voter ID all went for Obama, and they had, you know, 120-130% turnout of over the number of voters that were registered. Now, I don't know how that happens. And there were many voting districts that had 100% for Obama. Now, that's statistically impossible because you have, what, 10,000 voters in a voting district? And not one of them voted for the opposition? Don't believe it.
However, if you try to investigate it, they'll just simply shut it down. They'll say, oh, time limits have expired. The recount opportunities are gone. Whatever they'll do, they have so many guidelines and rules and manipulations to prevent you from even challenging that. It's beyond imagination. Those who have dug into vote fraud, and I have, I've interviewed a lot of vote fraud people, who and it's very difficult to deal with that, from the custody of ballots right on through to the integrity of the account. I mean, in Kirk Crosby's little city called Cedar Hills, Utah, they tried to be vote watchers, and they were kicked out, and they said, you can't watch. You got to stand way over here where you can't see, but you can just listen. So they're like vote listeners now. I mean, it's crazy, the stuff that happens, Kurt. It's beyond imagination.
Well, you know,
I think we lost Kurt. He's supposed to talk about vote listeners, you know.
Sorry, Sam, Hans is calling on the other line.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, I was just looking at an article here.
Because, listen, 753, and in 6 minutes you can call him.
That's
you've got
right,
about 8 minutes
right.
to talk to him.
I told him to hang on there. But anyway, thefederalist.com has this piece, Voter Fraud is Real. Here's the proof. And then it says, data suggests millions of voter registrations are fraudulent or invalid. That's enough to tip an election easily. You know, and it's something that Trump has hit on, just like, you know, Will was saying. He's hit on it, and, he suggested to his supporters to go out and make sure the vote is accurate and, fair. it's amazing where we find ourselves, Sam.
Will, what do you say? I agree if we have enough of a landslide. Joel Skousen always speaks out and says, you know, vote fraud only works if it's close. They can manipulate the little bits. They can't manipulate landslides, though. And I think he's correct on that. And that might be our hope if we can tell the tale of liberty enough. Now, again, I haven't even endorsed Donald Trump. I've endorsed Darrell Cashel and Scott Bradley on the Constitution Party because I believe they're good, honest, wise men. However, if it's a binary discussion, because the mainstream press won't let anybody hear Donald, or I'm sorry, won't let anybody hear Darrell Cashel and Scott Bradley, I mean, I bring their names up and no one even knows who they are. There's no way they can even possibly win if nobody knows who they are. It's not even possible. However, you know what? In this binary discussion, Trump's got his problems. His speech is offensive and out of control and unacceptable in many cases. However, the fact is, compared to Hillary Clinton, I mean, the guy's almost like the Pope. Not really. I'm just saying, wow. We're talking about extremes here, though. One are allegations. The other ones are factual perjury. Not to mention national security breaches at the highest level. Vote fraud can be a factor, but I don't think it can take the cake. If it's, it can only work when it's close, Will.
Well, we are the solution party. We work on solutions. We don't talk that much about problems. We identify the problem and then say, okay, how are we going to fix this? And so in our research, we found that in 2011 in Wisconsin, there was a bill passed, and it became an act of Wisconsin. This was Wisconsin Act 23 in 2011. And it says that there must be voter ID presented in order to vote. And it must correspond to the registration form, the voter registration form, the name and so on. It must be picture ID. I thought, oh, well, that's a good idea. So what we did is we have a list of 3,900 state legislators all across the nation, and we sent we adapted this bill so that it would fit any state, and we sent that out on Wednesday evening to these 3,900 legislators in an effort to get some voter ID so that these dead people that people have been given the names of dead people, and then they go and they vote for that dead person. And that's how they get 120 and 130% of the actual population of a voting district to vote. And this happens all across our nation. Now, I saw, I read a book called Vote Scam, and it was about an election in Florida. Now, this was written by two brothers, and it happened to have the be about the election of the Clinton's attorney general who gave us Waco. Okay, well, she was running for the Senate, National Senate, and this book documented the voter fraud in that election. She never should have won that election, and then she wouldn't have been the attorney general, and maybe we'd have saved all those people.
Well, with all the manipulation based on the WikiLeaks evidence, Hillary Clinton knew all the questions for the primary in advance. She literally committed primary voter fraud by manipulation. Maybe outright fraud in the primaries wasn't committed when it came to the ballots, but yet if you manipulate the debates by giving one person the test answers ahead of the quiz, and then people vote for that person based on this fraudulent performance or delivery or whatever you want to say, there's game playing going on, to say the least. Will Christensen, thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir.
Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Hard-hitting talk radio everywhere, huh? LibertyRoundtable.com, live and on-demand radio free at your fingertips. On your Roku, look for the Liberty News Radio channel. LibertyNewsRadio.com for incredible talk show hosts. And LibertyNewsDaily.com for the best news on the internet. This nation shall endure.